Hare Krishna. Okay, time for answering some questions, which I haven't done in a while. Here is Ajuj Ezeket Ventilat Krokat Medi Inditator. Bhaktin Olga says that her father doesn't approve of her practicing Krishna consciousness, and should if he has another faith, should she get her blessing, his blessings, or rather she can't get his blessings, and therefore what should she do? Are they essential for practicing Krishna consciousness? No, the answer is no, it's not essential. The essential duty, or the essence of all duties to parents, relatives, everything is fulfilled by practicing Krishna consciousness. It may be unfortunate that some parents don't see eye to eye with our taking to Krishna consciousness. But that's not the only thing they don't see eye to eye with. Sometimes they don't see eye to eye with who we want to get married to. They don't see eye to eye with what kind of profession we want to practice, and so on. And in many cases, parents are right. But when it comes to not taking to Krishna consciousness, they're dead wrong. It isn't just because you're a parent, you're always right. So in that case, father doesn't know best. Unfortunately, doesn't appreciate the universal transcendental nature of Krishna consciousness. So my answer would be no. If he doesn't approve what to do, ultimately our business is to save ourselves. And who's our father in this life? Who knows what previous relations we had with such personalities. Ultimately, we need to take guidance and get blessings from realized souls. If we can't get blessings of our family superiors, all the better. But if not, life's short and we have to move on. Another question is from someone who wants to be kept anonymous, from the UK. And he asks about dreams. This is a topic that we've talked about quite a lot. And particularly he's asking about, well, if I dream about Prabhupada, or if he's dreamt about a Vaishnava three times, does that mean that he should take initiation from that Vaishnava? Anyway, I refer to previous explanations I gave on dreams. Basically, to analyze dreams, you need senior guidance, devotees who know somebody, know an individual, devotees who can listen to the dream and try to understand its sort of authenticity. That we dream about someone is good because at least it's an indication that someone's on our mind. And of course it's always good to have Prabhupada or some other Vaishnava on your mind. As for should I take initiation from someone whose I've dreamed three times, generally speaking, Shastra gives us conditions to take initiation and symptoms by which we accept the Guru to be during times when we're awake, when our eyes are open, when we're hearing from somebody, not when we are asleep. So I would say that this bhakta should familiarize himself with the real qualifications of what a guru is, how a guru-disciple relationship works. This is very nicely explained nowadays in our guru-disciple course. Then they'll know how it is that one should accept the spiritual master. Dreaming is not the most authentic process, although it's not necessarily ruled out. Hare Krishna.